Free Talk Live. And it is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the number for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. And joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We continue here taking your phone calls about what you want. The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have been the main subject of the show here tonight because of the WikiLeaks release of over 400,000 previously secret U.S. Army documents revealing all kinds of violence and torture and lies on the part of the U.S. military.
You know, and I was the previous caller made a point that many of the politicians and the people in the media were very much for the Iraq War, and I think they were more so for the Afghan War, but just slightly less so for the Iraq War. And I would agree with that point, but I think that there's an important fact that needs to be pointed out. There were lies that were believed as intelligence, and those lies were obtained by the government of Egypt through torture. And that lie was that, you know, that Iraq was making nuclear weapons, it had yellow cake, and blah, 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 blah. And obviously those things were never figured out. There's all kinds of conspiracy theories that people who, you know, generally Republicans, want to believe that, well, they shipped them over, the King of Jordan has them all now, let's go kill him too! And, you know, whatever it is they believe. But the fact is, it was all based on lies. And when you can accept that, then you're dealing with reality. When you can't, then you're not.
Let's go to your phone calls and see what you think. Mark is on the line listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. How
sure.
are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Mark?
Okay, there were a couple of statements. I mean, from a policy standpoint, I don't really want to, I don't think we'd probably agree on that, but there were a couple of statements I thought you all made that about Iraq that I don't think are true.
Okay.
The first one was that the U.S. government installed Saddam Hussein in power. So, from what I understand, he came to power in a coup in 1979, and at the time, it was the Cold War, so Iraq was a Soviet client state. It was firmly in the Soviet camp. So, how could the U.S. have done it? There were very little relations between the countries at that time.
You might be right on that one. Ian made that statement, and certainly you would agree that there were a great deal of relations going on between the CIA and Saddam Hussein, and that Saddam Hussein was cut many a check, right?
You're talking later. I'm just talking.
I understand.
About
I agree, and I have agreed with you.
Made, I think, falsely that the U.S. put him in power. It was really France and the Soviet Union that armed him during most of his, the early years. And it was actually the Italians that provided a lot of the chemicals for his chemical weapons program.
I think that the CIA gave quite a few of the chemical weapons to Saddam Hussein, and I've got documentation on that one.
Did you just say the CIA shipped chemical weapons to Saddam Hussein?
They gave him the accessibility to them.
Can you be more specific?
Look, I wasn't researched and ready for this, so no, I can't be specific at this moment in time.
It's a little vague is what I'm saying, and then that kind of brings me to the second point, which is I think you kind of implied with the yellow cake comment that Saddam did not have any WMD.
Are you going to tell me about 15-year-old WMDs that he had from prior to the Persian Gulf War?
Well, that's kind of my question. Are you saying he didn't have any?
He didn't have nuclear weapons.
Okay, so he did have uranium at the. I'm just trying to talk about the facts. Okay,
mm-hmm.
At the time that his regime fell, he had uranium.
There's a big difference between uranium and a nuclear weapon. I mean, now you're really blurring the lines here. Uranium.
I'm trying to be accurate. So I think you all said he didn't have yellow cake. He had it, but he did not have
yellow cake's a special kind of uranium that is prepared, you know, is prepared for a nuclear weapon.
It's the opposite. Yellow cake is the raw form. What he had, he did have some more refined uranium, but he did not have access to it at the time of the U.S. invasion because the U.N. locks were still on the vault, and it was actually still being monitored. And the other thing is that,
You're saying he it was in his country, but he didn't have access to it? Is that what your claim is?
Right. And so,
okay.
And so it's, in other words, it's true. He didn't. he hadn't chosen to have access, but it's also true that at any time he could have blown those locks off and
I apologize. Maybe I was confusing Saddam Hussein with other people like the Shah, perhaps, that the U.S. government has definitely been involved with.
The thing is, I don't have an axe to grind. I just think people should be accurate about it. And,
thanks.
You know, the other part of it is, if you're going to say he didn't have nukes, I mean, it's true. There's no evidence he had a nuke, but he certainly did have WMD. They were older.
You don't think that the United States public was
the UN report,
you don't think the public was misled there?
Program.
You don't think the public was misled?
I'm sorry?
You don't think the public was misled? The whole Nigeria story where it's being shipped from here to there and they're pretending to track this yellow cake that never existed? I mean, you're talking about different yellow cake that was secured by the UN by Hans Blicht and his crew. So you're talking about a different yellow cake entirely, and are you suggesting the United States public was or was not misled?
You don't have to flank me. I'm not trying to talk you out of your opinion. What I'm saying is that there were WMD there. The UN report cites that over 500 WMD have been found since his regime fell. There was sarin nerve gas. There was, mustard gas. But they were in the form of artillery shells, binary artillery shells.
Wonder where they got them from.
No, they're still viable. And if you're talking about, so that's what I'm saying, WMDs, just to be clear, they're not just nukes. They also include biological.
I never used the term. Maybe I
never said weapon.
I'd never said WMD the whole evening. I don't use the term because I know that somebody will call in and say something about sarin gas or something like that.
Would you concede that there were some WMDs?
They've got pictures. What I want to see is pictures of the rape rooms. I want to see pictures of these the mock-up of the 747 where
the
terrorists supposedly trained.
I don't think any of these things
we were told about initially that have turned out to be false.
But Mark, even if they could come up with the pictures.
My question, because it was a simple question, would you concede that there were some WMDs in Iraq
at
the time
of the
invasion?
There are pictures of them.
Yes,
yeah, okay.
Call, Mark. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. I don't care if you can come up with pictures, Mark. I don't care, you, Mark, the co-host. I don't care if you can come up with pictures of the rape rooms. There are horrible men and women.
Around
the world,
terrible people doing terrible things around the world right now.
Committing
genocide.
That wasn't
the reason that the United States went into Iraq.
Right. So you come up with all of the examples of how bad of a man Saddam Hussein was. And, of course, you know, let's leave aside the fact that he got billions of dollars from the United States federal government, ostensibly to, you know, oppose Iran. But a lot of these weapons of mass destruction you're talking about, where'd the money come from to get them? Where did the weapons themselves come from? And this guy was given billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars, and I don't think he bought wedding cakes with them.
He wasn't buying grain to feed his people with them.
Yeah.
And by the way, with the act of war, which was the sanctions that were put on Iraq after the Persian Gulf.
On the Iraqi people.
On the Iraqi people. These didn't have anything to do with Saddam or the Ba'ath Party.
Oh, he was eating well, living large.
The people that were, in charge there, they only hurt the people at the bottom.
So there are all kinds of bad men around the world who are doing terrible things to people, and none of that is an excuse to do terrible things to me. Now, what I mean by that is, and you touched on this last hour, Mark, what I mean by that is I am not interested in spending my money on going to invade these places where these bad things are happening. I'm just not interested in that. That's not something that I want to support. If you want to support it, then pony up. You should be able to spend as much of your money as you want to on aggressing against people around the world. I don't support you doing it, but you should be able to make that choice for yourself. I should be able to make my choice for myself as to how I spend the money that I earn. And I'm not interested in spending it on warmongering. I'm not interested in spending it on trying to unseat some dictator so another dictator can be installed in his place. Some U.S. government-approved dictator or ruler can be installed. Not interested in that. Not interested in having my money spent blowing people up, innocent people around the world. I don't think that improves their quality of life. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you want to improve somebody's quality of life, if you want to spread freedom, you have to set an example. You have to set an example of what it's like to live free and the benefits of freedom. And we don't have that here in this country. More coming up. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so head on over there and enjoy those on us, including our bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Calling all writers interested in journalism and passionate about liberty. The IHS Journalism Internship Program places aspiring journalists in media Participants work in real jobs and learn core reporting skills. Former interns have gone to ABC's 2020, the Financial Times, Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, The Economist, and more. Placements available in print, broadcast, new media, and investigative journalism. If you know somebody, if you are or know somebody who's in graduate school, who's in undergraduate school, recently graduated, and they'd be interested in this kind of internship, go to libertarianinternships.com. They provide a stipend. They provide housing, mentoring, everything you could possibly need. It's libertarianinternships.com. You've got to go there and sign up so you can get more information. Libertarianinternships.com.
Let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Johnson's in Connecticut on the amp lines. Hello, Johnson.
Hey, I just wanted to make a quick comment about the extremely ignorant caller you had on during your last segment. Talking about weapons of mass destruction.
He sounded pretty informed. Go ahead.
Well, not on that. He started to talk about how since then we've found all these chemical weapons of mass destruction and biological and yada, yada, yada. Well, that's sort of telling this lie that was put forth by the Bush administration. Weapons of mass destruction is a very specific term that the Bush administration changed. See, before the Bush administration was in power, when they were talking about weapons of mass destruction and whether or not Iraq had any, it was very specifically about nuclear weapons because mass destruction at that time meant a certain amount of people being killed. It was a very specific number. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but I know that it was very specific and that the biological and chemical weapons are not capable of mass destruction. Now, the Bush administration, knowing that they didn't find any weapons of mass destruction there and being the embarrassed, just farce that they are, decided that they needed to redefine the term weapons of mass destruction to be able to include more weapons.
Mm.
So, you know, if I'm at war, you know, and I redefine weapons of mass destruction to include firecrackers, we're going to find a lot in China, aren't we?
Yeah.
Or say if we're in the Middle East, I redefine weapons of mass destruction to include, say, grains of sand, you know, we're going to find a lot over there.
Clearly an exaggeration. You
know, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's redefining language after the fact. And what's sad is that someone who could try and be educated at all these other points can get sucked in by such a, like, it's like a ridiculous lie. I mean, it's so obvious. It's like, why?
It's easy to get sucked into the government's lie, Johnson. The fact is, I mean, our entire media has done it. You know, intelligent people all over the world get sucked in by the lies of government. I mean, there's nothing unusual about it.
Yeah, I guess it's not unusual, but it's just, it's sad. It's really, it's like, use your own mind. You know, like, think about this. Okay, if there was a debate about whether or not there were weapons of mass destruction, and suddenly we start, there were all these weapons of mass destruction, but it's not a big deal. It's like, well, maybe you think about it. Look into it. I mean, it takes, I don't know, I mean, a two-word Google search to say, you know, Saddam installed. The first link, regime change, how the CIA put Saddam's party in power. You know, if you search for something like, you know, WMD definition, you'll find articles on, you know, the fact that the definition was changed.
Was it the CIA that put Saddam's? We got phone problems. Got to let you go. But was it the CIA that put his party in power? See, I don't know. It's so hard to keep track.
And how are you going to know with the CIA?
Yeah.
You know, what it is they're skulking about doing, which one of the myriad of countries they're involved in at this particular moment in time.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, one night on this show, we've read just an extensive history of the U.S.
Right.
government's involvement, and there's just so much.
We went
so
over
meddling.
For 3 hours. 3 hours, the involvement that was, and we weren't even commenting that much. 3 hours, the involvement that the United States has had in the Middle East over the last, you know, like 8 decades.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And then people wonder why it is that people in the Middle East are upset with those in the United States. You know, I mean, yeah, I'll agree with you that Islam, you know, maybe the Islam's the nuttiest religion around. I don't know. A lot of people that seem to be adherents of it seem just fine. Most of the United States, you don't hear about them doing crazy stuff.
No,
but
nice folks.
You know, even if it is the nuttiest religion, if you don't bother them, they'll just mess around with each other over there.
Yep, that's right. And let's go to the phones and the fun here. Anthony, listening to KGOE on the West Coast in Eureka. Hello, Anthony.
Friends, I want to state that these GI, former GI militaries who call up to defend the troops are in a Freudian state of psychiatric denial. They're self-defensive, and they're trying to sweep under the carpet their shame. Torture is not a normal or accepted aspect of war. It is a war crime. It is clinical, psychotic, a sadistic behavior. The GI troop torturers belong in prison, not Julian Assange. A professor got on the radio and said only two countries in this world think they can maximize their gain and advance their benefit by invading countries and occupying them, the United States and Israel. These people are genetically bellicose, instinctively and culturally belligerent, aggressive, and psychosadistic torturers.
I'd say you're pretty much accurate with that statement.
You know, I'm not, certainly not the people of Israel and the people of the United States, just those in government that would do these things.
The people that,
exactly,
that would,
the 1% born bad, exactly.
The people that would join the military with the excitement in their mind that they're going to be able to go and kill people. I don't support torture, but I also don't support just going and bombing anybody. I don't think it's appropriate to go and invade anybody's home territory and start killing people based on whatever the assumptions are or the alleged evidence is. Leave people alone.
Well, Hans Blitz, that UN inspector, said on March 5th, 2004, that the Iraqi war was illegal. And Scott Ritter, September 25th, 2002, said Iraq was a threat to no one. And those people knew, should know, and not Tony Blair trying to hoodwink us.
Anthony, thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But you're right, Mark. You'd mentioned earlier that it wasn't about stopping a bad man, was it, when it comes to invading Iraq? It
right,
wasn't
well, that's
about
the
that.
Good excuse later. No one can argue that Saddam Hussein was a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was a bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, but there are lots of bad guys. There are bad guys all over the world. Maybe there are bad guys in charge of the United States of America, for all we know.
I mean, I would say
the
so.
Way that we're spoon-fed this pablum and kept in the dark. I mean, you know, it's impossible to say who's the good guy, who's the bad guy. It's all about spin. And, you know, maybe I believe in the concept of a just war. It floats out there in the periphery of my mind that there might be a just war. However, I don't think the United States has seen one, and I don't trust its politicians, its generals, or the people that sell big missiles that go kaboom to make those decisions.
I think the only thing that's just is love, and you can't have a war out of love. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a 1 month's supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and you'll find all kinds of stuff there, like our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. Other listeners are there in our chat room, which you will find on the very same page as the webcam. So go over there and enjoy all of that at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. The webcam brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. Go check them out. It's memorydealers.com. Their stuff's in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. Memorydealers.com.
So we had a caller earlier who had rebutted my claim that the United States installed, the United States government installed Saddam Hussein in Iraq. And maybe that was true, that they didn't directly install him. But as Johnson called a moment ago to point out, there's plenty of evidence that he was heavily involved with the CIA prior to becoming the president or whatever of Iraq. In fact, as he pointed out, if you Google Saddam Hussein CIA, the second result is a lengthy piece called Regime Change, How the CIA Put Saddam's Party in Power. It talks about, just that, and how Saddam was heavily involved with the CIA's, including doing assassination attempts for them in the 1960s when he was in his 20s. So, yeah, there's much more to be learned about Saddam and his relationship with the United States federal government prior to becoming the president of Iraq. So there's a little more info for you. We're not going to share any of that because it's really lengthy.
Yeah.
You can go and find it on your own.
This stuff needs to be, you know, handled by scholars. The fact is, you know,
and we're talk show hosts.
Right. This is simple stuff as far as war goes.
So let's go back to the phones and the fun. Ladies first. Christina is on the line listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Hello, Christina.
Hey. Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, of course. What's on your mind tonight, Christina?
Well, you know, I have a problem with trying to lump the United States and Israel into the bad guys who want to occupy countries. And just hear me out. Basically, it comes down to crisis, problem, crisis, solution. And they've done this for hundreds of years. And I can give you three strong examples that I don't think anybody could really disagree with. And the first one would be the war on poverty. And that was all meant to get us dependent on the government, to create a class of people who would little by little be more and more dependent on the government. Then there's the war on drugs was nothing more than a way to get American people to get more afraid of criminals and drugs and get us used to a police state, more and more heavy-handed tactics that we're seeing increasing every year, and what we're willing to put up with, that if they had tried this back in the 80s, it would have been a revolution in this country.
I agree.
And now we got the war on terrorism. Now, they went into Israel was created to create Jewish people, but by the world leaders, was created to create a destabilization in the Middle East so that we could have a reason to cause these mini wars, set up our mini little dictatorships over there, create these little chess games.
You think they're that smart? You think these world leaders are that smart? They say, you know, if we make this Jewish state here, it'll make the Muslims so upset that you're talking about a bunch of ham-fisted dopes that say, hey, you know, those Jews, they haven't had their own place in a while. Let's just give them some spots.
I agree with Christina.
No, I don't believe it's world leaders per se. It is the shadows of power behind these leaders. And, yes, they're very smart. They know how to use groupthink. They know how to use ways to manipulate populations.
I'm going to have to side with Christina on this one. I think that the people that are in charge are not stupid. I think that they shouldn't be in charge. I don't believe they're in charge of me, but they are certainly, they are in control.
Look who rules the World Bank. Look who is in control of the World Monetary Fund. The very first thing they do when they get into a country is they set up an Internal Revenue Service system and tax the people.
That's true. The World Bank does that. Who's in charge?
Well, the family's in charge. You can go back to the Habsburgs and the Queen of England. Her family's German. They changed their name to sound more English, but they are not English. They never were English. They're German. They're, Nazi to the core.
I think that there's a mix. I think there's a mix of people. The people that are in charge, there's a mix of them. I think some of them maybe are a little bit brighter than others. I mean, for instance, if you look at what John Taylor Gatto has to say about the government school system, it clearly was designed for the purpose of dumbing people down. So at some level, there are people that are very manipulative, as you're saying, Christina, that want to control, that want to dumb people down, that want to use people for their labor and to essentially live off of what they create.
Here's the really scary point that people need to wake up really fast and understand. It is not about liberals versus conservatives. That's a game used to keep the system going. This is about what they want to do next.
What do they want to do next, Christina?
Well, when they wanted to move into the Middle East, they put a Republican warmonger in there. And when they want to do a major social change in this country,
they put
a Democrat in there. They control the media. They control, they psych things up. They keep things out of print. They don't publish the truth. People need to do their own research, get off their butts, and find out.
I've been in media for a while now, and I haven't seen this throttling of the media that you're talking about. I can tell you that...
I've not seen the fact that it was well known prior to Obama getting in, the groups he was involved in. Nobody knew about this stuff. It was, passing out, Messiah mania coming in. And yet, if you'd done your research, you would have known he was a complete socialist, communist person.
Oh, I knew.
He was going to take us down this road. But
I knew exactly what he was going to do.
I mean major media. I mean the people who come home and watch CNN, NBC, ABC, they make
public. Don't you think that one of those reporters would take some of that information and at some point blow the lid off of it? I mean, don't you think that
some try, they get fired. Don't you see what happens?
There are other media groups out there. They can't control every one of them, can they?
They can't control every one. They control the major ones. Who owns the major media?
Why doesn't one of these reporters need to bring this to me?
How did they ever pass GATT and NAFTA? Because they kept the truth out about it. They lied.
Well, I don't think that matters. I think
the
truth came out about the bailouts, and people were vehemently against that, including many members of the mainstream media.
Because we're to the point that you can't do anything about it. We've gotten to the point in this country where we're not willing to get out there and demand these things stop. We are not demanding. I mean, if people were actually this angry about what was happening, every one of those people who voted for this stuff should be on trial for sedition.
Christina, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I agree with a lot of what she has to say, but I'm also on your side, Mark, that the media is relatively, you know, uncontrolled today, thanks to the internet. The media is becoming more decentralized over time, and
right.
That's a good thing.
All you need is one of these memos from the Trilateral Commission or the Bilderberger Group or the Freemasons or whomever it is that's at the top of this, the Slore, who live in an alien reptile race that lives beneath Stapleton Airport. Whatever it is all you need is one of these memos. Leak it out. Hey, take it home from work. Don't let anybody know you took it, and then leak it on the internet. Somebody, you know, there's a rabbit hole here somewhere. And do I think that there are people in power that will manipulate the media if they get the opportunity? Sure, and I think they've gotten pretty good at it. We call that propaganda. But to say that all the media is controlled, no. Now we're off and never.
She didn't say that. She said the major mainstream media is, and I think that in general, that's a true statement, but it's not true across the board. It's not true. Well, in the same way that I program a little internet stream called LRN.FM, and I pick who gets to be on that stream, and I don't pick people that believe in the, you know, government to be on that stream. So I control to some extent what they say, but I don't what the thrust of the network is. But I don't control what they say. I don't control what the hosts say. I don't have the time to micromanage that. So the same thing applies. ABC News is mostly a pro-state organization. However, John Stossel popped up.
Mostly pro-state nation.
Right. And however, John Stossel popped up in the midst of that and managed to get them some ratings with a very pro-freedom message on a lot of his shows. So there are exceptions to that general rule. I mean, I think no one would deny that Rupert Murdoch is a statist and wants to promote his statist beliefs.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments.
and you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got a lot of features there on that site, and they are all completely free. So if you want to help support this program, you can do that. Maybe you like the fact that we give you the website for free. You can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country. And by the way, I want to welcome our newest affiliate and our newest listeners to Talk 1240 KBEL in Idabel, Oklahoma. So welcome aboard to our new listeners in Idabel. So our listeners can become Free Talk Live amplifiers and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, and more over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it for as little as $3 a month. Amp.freetalklive.com makes a big difference for us, and you get some benefits too.
I like to listen to the Verbal Surgery podcast because it makes me feel better. I want to enjoy life and live it to the fullest. Verbal Surgery reminds me of how to do that. Tim A. Cummins is a new sponsor of Free Talk Live. His podcasts are super groovy. He aims to radiate your brain for maximum gain. Check it out at verbalsurgery.com. It's verbalsurgery.com.
So before we continue with the calls here, we were talking with Christina, and she was kind of putting forth this conspiratorial idea that the mainstream media is completely controlled by those who are the power mongers of the world. And I think there's some truth to what she's saying. I mean, you've got people like Rupert Murdoch, who they're very powerful people, and they've got their fingers into a lot of different media. Rupert Murdoch, of course, the guy behind Fox News, and I think he actually owns the Wall Street Journal now, and among other things. And clearly, if Rupert Murdoch has a particular editorial bend, he's likely to hire people that would support that editorial bend. Is he micromanaging them? No, it's impossible to do something like that, a top-down corporate structure, and he's, I'm sure, got better things to do with his time than that. But so there's something to be said for hiring the people that are going to promulgate a particular viewpoint. But there are certainly exceptions to that. I think that also at the same time, Rupert Murdoch wants to make money. And if Rupert Murdoch sees well, a way to make money as pandering to a particular viewpoint, say by hiring Andrew Napolitano or John Stossel, who I would say Andrew Napolitano is today the most radical liberty-oriented person in the mainstream media.
I don't particularly like the term radical because it makes it sound like something you should ignore. Mm-hmm. You know, radical
principle.
People
how
should
about
be.
That?
Right, well, principled is better. I mean, the idea that peace, freedom, and personal responsibility is radical in this nation shows
you
just how radical the politicians are in this nation.
Yeah, I appreciate you clarifying that, Mark. That's a good point. But the fact that Andrew Napolitano could pop up on this Fox News, which previously was clearly, you know, a very statist-oriented organization during the Bush administration, cheering on everything that man did, I think it's a good thing. Does it mean anything in general as far as that things are changing for the mainstream media? I don't think so. It's just another aberration, I think. I mean, like John Stossel was kind of this liberty aberration that popped up in ABC News and managed to rise to the top. But clearly, there's not a lot of micromanaging going on. If they let John Stossel get to be the host of 2020 for a long time, without crushing his career as soon as he started becoming a somewhat liberty-minded person, then that's evidence against the claim that this mainstream media is completely controlled. I don't think it is. I think it's, you know, controlled to an extent, as much as it can be controlled. And as the media begins to or continues to be decentralized, like we're seeing because of the Internet, anybody can start up their own blog or put up their own YouTube channel and get their own words out and opinions out. Then you see the mainstream media starting to kind of wither and die off, and they realize that if they don't adjust themselves appropriately, that they aren't going to survive the next 10 years. And they want to. So you may see more pandering toward a liberty viewpoint, if that's what they perceive is popular. If they perceive that there's a market for the liberty viewpoint.
It seems popular with the Tea Parties and that kind of thing going on.
Well, I don't know if that...
The Tea Parties aren't perfect. I know. Do you have to say that every time somebody says Tea Party?
I think so.
Because there is a Ron Paul contingent, the Tea Party. Ron Paul's not perfect either. You're not perfect.
But a contingent isn't the main thrust of the Tea Party, Mark. The Tea Party's
what
main
is
thrust.
What is the main thrust? There is no main thrust.
To elect Republicans. It's to elect Republicans. I've been to them. Have you?
Yeah, I've been to a Tea Party thing.
I've been to more than one.
Okay, so?
So, that's the main thrust, and that's, you know, that's their gig. I just don't think... When you mention it like that, it makes it sound like the Tea Parties are liberty-oriented, and I've seen no evidence that's a generally true statement. They might want less government, but they want government in the areas that they want government. Some of them. Some of them are, you know, principled people. Some of them are liberty-minded. There were some libertarian types out at the Tea Party today, and I had a very positive response as I was talking to people out there. And I had one negative response to a guy that was a total protectionist and completely believed in, not even allowing anybody to trade without
paying.
There's
certainly the Pat Buchanan types amongst them.
Crazy terrorists. Well, at least Pat Buchanan is wise enough to want to withdraw from the Iraq War. At least he gets that one.
Well, that's protectionist.
To withdraw from the war? I don't know. Is that protectionist?
Wars in general, yeah, like just leaving the country.
All right, so 800-259-9231. But my point was there. I think there's different levels, like within the government schools. Yeah, the John Taylor Gatto points out very correctly that the government schools were created to create a kind of a class of dullards who will not question their circumstances in life.
Stormtroopers.
And plug into the system and work a job and never really, you know, step out of their collective box. And there's evidence for that. It's the Prussian school system, and there's certain things about it that are very brainwashy. On the other hand, the lower levels of the people involved, they don't know these things. You know, the teachers, the people that are just on the ground, they just want to help kids learn. A lot of them do. Some of them are lazy. But a lot of the teachers are really, you know, they're trying their best in a system that has been hobbled by regulations. But because they're still part of that same system, they're unwittingly pawns in a system of control. So some people know, most of them don't. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your phone calls. Mark is in Indy listening to WXNT. Hello, Mark. Mark in Indianapolis.
Hey there, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Mark?
Not much. I was thinking about what you were saying. You guys ever see a movie called Network?
I have not, no.
Okay. It was a movie, I guess, late 70s, maybe early 80s. But it was about... It's the where they came up with the famous line, "I'm mad as hell, and I can't take it anymore."
Uh-huh.
It's about media, basically, becoming more about money than journalism, you know, and I think there's a lot of that going on. I think basically now you can't really get an independent point of view. It's everybody's point of view. When I listen to news, I don't necessarily care what somebody's opinion is. I want to know what the facts are. But you don't really find that in general anywhere on the news that you listen to. You know, if you listen to Fox, you're getting a point of view. If you listen to NPR, you're getting a point of view. If I listen to you guys, I'm getting a point of view.
Indeed, sure.
You guys are a talk show.
So right. We don't masquerade as a news outlet.
Right. Right. I understand the difference, but I'm saying if you look at the newscasts of those organizations, you'll see that you're really still getting a point of view, I think, in the news itself, you know. But one of the I guess the reason why I originally called and was because I was thinking about how, you know, the war in Afghanistan sucked in Russia and basically brought down all the money that they poured into that basically was what brought down capitalism. And I
communism, you mean?
Yeah, what did I say?
Communism,
excuse me. And
well, I think communism brought down communism, but certainly the Afghanistan war did not help them.
Well, pumping all of that money in there, okay, I guess maybe the analogy isn't perfect, but I see us pouring a lot of money into, you know, basically big petroleum companies have a vested interest, capitalism-based interest, in maintaining the status quo of always using this petroleum, you know.
And, sure.
We also are spending all this money on wars that in basically are fundamentally based in our need for petroleum, you know. If we had a real leader in office that said the same thing that Jack Kennedy said, basically, hey, here's where we're going in 10 years. We're going to land on the moon, okay? If we had a real leader that said, okay,
but in Reagan 10 years, did that, or, excuse me, Bush did that. He said, we're going to go to Mars. Yippee. I mean, I don't want them to do
I
that.
I don't want a leader. That's the thing.
No. What I'm saying is what this president would say is in 10 years, everyone is going to have shingles made out of solar panel material. New material that we come up with.
Yeah, I'm not interested in having a leader, and that's, I think, one of the points I'll disagree with you on. I thank you for the call tonight. Hour number three is coming up. I don't consider politicians my leaders, any of them. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.